roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
You know, I once lost a friend over $50. And I'll tell you, sometimes when I'm driving, I still think about that $50.
So, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Are we able to talk to Colin in his newsroom? If he's back in there?
Yes. I don't know if he's down there yet.
Colin, get in your newsroom.
Do we just call him? Say, hey, Colin.
There you go. Okay.
Colin?
Yes.
I'd like to tell people what just happened seconds before we went on the air. I asked Pete, and I said, how much time do we have before we're on the air? And he said, 20 seconds. And I said, well, that's unacceptable because I haven't had time to get a cup of coffee. So the jingle ended, and within a minute, Colin Jeffrey walks in here with a cup of coffee. Now, hold on.
Whoa.
No.
What?
Where's my Splenda? Okay, where is it?
Oh, here.
Sorry about that.
I'll get it for you, Mr.
You know,
Pinion.
If you're going to do something nice,
yeah,
do it right.
I'm sorry.
Hey, did you bring a stirrer in, Colin?
Yeah, where's my stir stick?
I don't know. I goofed up. Sorry.
By the way, those stir sticks, you can't stir anything with those.
No.
It's like sticking a hair in there trying to stir. Let's have some wooden paddle those sticks. But, Colin, I know you meant well, but my goodness, no stir stick, no Splenda. All right, next time.
I'll get it right.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there cream in it?
No.
What?
No cream, no stir stick, no
spoon.
Well, I goofed up.
You intended on trying to be a friend and end up an enemy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because you didn't do it right. All right, next time, let's get it right.
I will.
Thank you, Colin.
You bet.
If you don't speak up, he'll just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Bring in coffee.
Don't keep being nice to you and try to bring coffee.
I got a feeling he will be nice to me anymore.
No.
Something tells me that's not going to happen again. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another beautiful, beautiful day. Man, an hour before I left the house, I don't think I've ever seen such a pretty sight.
Oh.
Hail. Mm. And then, of course, we have a skylight, so I'm standing under it waiting for it to crack.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's just snapping against it. And I thought, well, I'm not leaving the house and pulling out of the garage till this stuff's gone, because you just pull right into a dent storm. So luckily, by the time I left, it was over. I've had enough of this. And every year it gets worse. Every year, spring in St. Louis is wetter and more pollen. I'm not kidding.
And it's just starting with the thunderstorms and the hail. And I think the correct term from the National Weather Service is we had big-ass hail, especially in St. Charles.
B-A-H. That's the meteorology.
Yeah, B-A-H.
So welcome. And I know that many of you agree with me. And we might as well be in Seattle if we're going to have this kind of weather. Here we are, another lousy, rainy day for the last week. It seems like that's all we've had. To me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Let's hear it for Peon for having it on time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Right on the mark. Very
and
good.
And speaking of weather, it looks like a couple counties just had a severe thunderstorm warning until 4. Monroe and St. Clair in Illinois and Jefferson in Missouri. So it looks like it's almost out of the area, but...
Yeah,
I made it about 10 minutes away from work, and that's when the skies opened up. I don't know if I've ever seen rain that hard in a while. It's been a long while since the fastest setting on the wipers barely cut a dent into it.
And it was going sideways.
And I was right when it opened up, I was right at Page and Lindbergh, where a couple... tornado, a straight line wind occurrence has happened there, you know, over the last 10, 15 years.
Carroll House, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so I was like, this is not the place to be right now because it seems to, that
it's
area seems
luck.
To get hit bad.
Has the death hit the news yet?
The death?
The death?
Apparently
no, I don't.
Let me read you a very sad email. Dear Frank. This came in at to my email at about 12:30. Forgive me if I have a tough time getting through it, because here's someone who could have been saved by listening to AM radio and hearing the crackling and the static. Could have saved a life. Dear Frank, it is with deep sadness that I write you. I am and have been for many years AM and the PM, but my husband, for whatever reason, chose to continue to listen to FM.
Oh.
Late this morning, I get a call from the highway patrol. They asked if I knew anyone named, and they named my husband. I said, oh my goodness, that's my husband. What happened? And they said, you need to come to the morgue. And I go there, and they informed me that he got into some blinding rain, slammed into a concrete pillar. And I said, my goodness, how could he not have known such horrible weather was ahead of him? And the trooper said, ma'am, when we took him out of the car, we noticed the radio was on an FM station.
Oh, man.
Now, had he been listening to 550, he would have heard this.
Yeah.
And he would have thought, my goodness, there must be some horrible weather.
There's a storm somewhere.
I better turn back.
Yeah.
Or head for cover. But no. No, he chose to listen to FM. Maybe he had a death wish. Maybe he went out and said, I'm going to listen to FM until the storm kills me. Could be. Some people want to go. They want to be taken.
Wow.
Well, Liz, I'm so sorry. Well, thank you for your email. And at least you know, Liz, that you will always have an opportunity to run for cover, because you're aiming the PM, which means you listen to 550, the big 550, the lifesaver.
Yeah.
That's what we may, go with that slogan. We may go with that slogan, 550, the lifesaver.
Yeah, with the lightning detectors.
How many lives do you think we've saved in all the storms we've had?
Oh, I would imagine thousands.
And when FM people say, ha, AM, you got all that static, I want to respond, yeah, that's right, killers.
It's a lightning detector.
Lightning and rain detector.
Yeah.
And FM doesn't have it.
No.
And you know why they don't have it? It's really expensive. I remember when they put it into the AM system,
$63
million to incorporate it in all AM radio transmissions.
Yeah.
$63 million. What's the value of a life, Dan?
There's no value.
There's no value. Thank you.
You can't put a value on a life.
There's no value. Whew. If only that guy had listened to us.
Yeah. Horrible.
Still be with us today.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Like to introduce Eon the Peon.
He's
laughing at death.
No.
Chuckling at death.
He's tickled.
I was like crying a little bit.
Sometimes crying can sound like laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, think about it like as opposed to kind of the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were laughing.
No.
You were crying.
No.
I'm sorry. Here's Eon the PM.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First thing I have, I don't know if you saw, I think this came out yesterday about Budweiser.
American sticker.
Changing the Budweiser beer to America.
And you got to tell me, because I didn't see the whole story.
They're changing, you know, the Budweiser, they have, you know, Budweiser, Bud Light.
Right.
They're changing Budweiser, I think, for 4 or 5 months, just all summer long, to America on the can, instead of reading Budweiser anymore.
No.
It will just say America.
It looks like a Budweiser can, but where Budweiser was, it just says America.
What's the point of that? I have no problem with it. What's the point? Why? Why are they doing it?
Just trying to get to people as a way to salute the United States.
And you know why they're doing that? Because we know they're a Belgian company.
Yes,
and they
that's
came
the
in
funniest
here
part, yeah.
And took Budweiser and after all the years of being a good, great St. Louis American company, now it's a Belgian company, so they stick America on there to maybe make us forget about it?
Yes, I think they've done that before with American flag cans for Budweiser.
It's like they're trying too hard.
Yes. Yeah, it seems
American.
Like...
And the Olympics is coming up, too. And
you don't see Coors doing that. They don't have to try that.
No. And apparently they changed the Bud Light logo, too, just recently, so they're trying
America
to...
Light?
No. It's still Bud Light, but just the can looks different now. Next thing I have, I don't know if I've ever heard about what to look for when buying a watermelon. To me, when I would buy a watermelon before, I would try to find a one with no that looks the cleanest, you know what I'm saying? All green and
no... I don't say it's the stem, where the stem was, right?
I heard you thump it.
No, that's nonsense.
No, apparently not. But what I always used to do, just find the one that it looks the greenest, you know, right, all the way around. Apparently, that's not the way to find a good, the sweetest watermelon.
I don't know what you're
going to
say, but I've heard it's the color of that place where they broke the stem off.
Well, these tips here, it says the first one is you want to find one that has a prominent yellow spot on it, and that it's that's where it sat on the ground ripening. So no spot, if it doesn't have a spot on it, that means it was picked too premature, where it didn't.
But if it has a yellow spot,
it's not right.
A dog peed on it.
Well, I don't know if that works. How that works for the color, and then you want to find. I always thought it was dirt, but that kind of webbing with like that brown streaks on it. Have you ever seen pictures of it here? I'll show you a demonstration here. Kind of that look on a watermelon.
Not
apparently,
really.
That's good when you find that webbing on it, because that's from the bees pollinating the watermelon flower. And so that those scars that you see, kind of that webbing, it's that's the membranes that later form the fruit. So the more pollination equals the more webbing, which equals the sweeter fruit.
You ever hear of plugging a watermelon? Plugging it? You ever heard of that?
Is that where you just pop a piece out to taste it?
You pull a piece of the core, the center, out. There's a tool that literally pulls out and you get to taste the center of the water. And if it's not good, the guy goes, okay, pick another one.
Really?
In the South, they do that a lot, where they're on pickup trucks or they have...
What do they do with all those plugged watermelons then? They just throw them away?
I guess they throw them away. But it gives the customer the opportunity to know
the
inside
sweetest
of that
one.
Thing. Yeah.
Looks and then the last thing I heard, it said here on the list, that you want to look for a black hard... globs leaking out of it.
That sounds great.
Black hard globs leaking out.
Yeah, because that apparently is sugar, not insects are rotting. That is leaking sugar out of the
watermelon.
I've never
seen a watermelon leaking.
I haven't either.
Well, this kind of mark right here. See that black mark
on
it?
I've never seen that.
Well, apparently some watermelons
have that. If I saw that in the store, I'd go, disease.
Exactly. Yeah, but that apparently is good, because that's sugar, and that means the watermelon will be sweeter. So
good to know.
There you are. A couple watermelon tips.
Well,
you
know, like Heloise or
remember
before there were seedless watermelon, what a pain it was.
Oh, those black
you're
seeds,
constantly you're doing that more than you're eating it.
There's still those little white
the white seeds are still in the seedless ones. Yeah, but those aren't as tough,
soft
as, yeah.
I eat them. But when I was a kid, you were spitting more than you were eating, because it's just full of seeds.
And how in the heck did they come up with a seedless watermelon?
Some scientist genius. You know what they probably used? Fertilome.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jim McGill.
Just how they were able to, you know, those ears of corn now, where it's the peaches and cream or whatever now, where it's white and yellow
corn.
Pieces. Yeah.
That's good.
It's supposed to be sweet.
Corn.
And now Jim McMillan for seedless watermelon. Hi, this is Jim McMillan. You know, years ago when I was a kid, and a lot of you were kids too, we used to eat watermelon, and I think you remember, we'd spit those seeds, and they're just so full of seeds, you need more spit. Well, this is the first time I've ever talked about this, but I am the one who figured out how to grow seedless watermelon. But I could have never done it without the help of Fertilome. That's right, just the sound of the name, Fertilome, gets me all giddy. I'm Jim McMillan, and that's the true story of seedless watermelon.
Wow, I never knew that. Fertilome, that's the answer.
What else do you have?
That was all I had.
Now we turn to Dan Strauss. Dan?
I don't really have anything going right
now. We're closing the Burke segment. Burk segment is official.
Oh, you do. You just can't talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Lots of stuff.
For off the air.
I should probably write some sort of a
book. But you need to sell it. You folks are going to have to pay to hear Dan's life story.
Yeah.
Because it's worth the price, whatever the price would be. Holy mackerel. We can't share it with you.
Just a bystander, you almost feel like you feel part of the some of the things that happen.
Yeah. A movie, maybe. Maybe we could write a movie.
So what is the difference between a buffalo and a bison?
Same thing.
Exactly the same thing. Then why do we have two names? There aren't two names for a snake or a horse or a cow. There are steers and there are mare horses and stag, but they're all horses.
It said early American settlers called bison buffalo, B-U-F-E-L-L-O, due to the similar appearance between the two animals.
Hey, why is that bison so happy? For he's a jolly buffalo. Thank you.
And the name buffalo apparently stuck, but it's wrong. The American bison lives only in North America, while the two main buffalo species reside in Africa and Asia.
You know, there are buffalo around here. There are people that have buffalo farms in the same area.
Oh, I guess
area.
It's bison, though.
Have you ever seen them? Well, bison.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I drive through Lone Elk a lot, and they have about a herd of maybe 15 or 20.
And at one time, there were only a few of them because apparently we mistreated the Indians. We took their buffalo, and now they've come back to the point there are plenty of buffalo.
The new national mammal. Is that why you brought it
up? Yeah. Yeah. And a bison burger, do you ever have
one? Oh, yes.
They're
very
good.
Tasty. Lean meat, too, yeah.
They're very, very good.
Well, we played down in St. Genevieve. We went to a winery, and they have bison burgers, but they had bison out there. And I think they slaughter those guys and
in front
burgers.
Of the customers.
No, that's not very.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. No, they don't.
Now that would be something. People. You know how you pick out your own lobster? You go and you go, I'll take that bison over there, and then they kill it.
Yeah,
but you have to be a group of at least 100.
Yeah. Somebody go grab that little baby bison.
Yeah. Oh.
Now cancel it.
I'm not that hungry. That little guy. That'll be enough for me. We're going to do a little business, then we'll come back and take your calls. Also, it's Wednesday, so Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us today. He'll be in, he won't be in, but he'll be on the phone right after around 4:15. So if you have a pet and you have a question, he's your guy. Now, before I do my business, let me remind you, we're still at 70, I got to get this right, $7,600.
Yes.
For the trivia night, May 21st, Window World Cares, the charitable arm of Window World. All the money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. You know, let's not let this show end today without somebody who has done well. You have no trouble paying your bills. You drive a nice car. You live in a nice house, and your children are healthy.
I think it would be really cool if we could get someone to bid $1,000, and then someone else to bid $1,000 to sit at the trivia.
It's worth it too. It's worth $1,000 to sit at the table with you two and your women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's worth more.
Easy.
You can't put a price on it. So our two high bidders are both $800 bidders, Bob and Sue, for the seats at the table for two couples. Now, if you win, it's you and another person, but we have two openings for two couples. So each person brings another person, so that's four people. So it's two couples, and so far one couple will be Sue and whoever she brings at $800. And Bob at $800 with whoever he brings. Now, if you want to say, I'll give $1,000 to sit with those guys because it's a fun night. You're gonna have plenty to eat and bring in addition to that whatever else you like. It's a lot of fun. We need to top the $800 mark, but in no way does that mean I'm not grateful for the $800 bids. I am. I'm just a guy who doesn't like to go backwards or make a lateral move. I want to beat what we did last year, and I think we've already done that. So let's do even better. The other item, if you want to call it an item, is dinner with me and my wife. My wife's name is Tyann, T-Y-A-N-N. And she's really, really nice with other people. And she'll be nice to you. And you'll like her. And you'll walk away and you'll say to your spouse or whoever you were with, I don't get it. I don't, why does he say all those horrible things about her? She seemed really nice. Key word there, seemed nice. Okay. But you won't have any issues because you're not married to her. So that's a night of your choosing. Whatever night is mutually agreeable, and I'm sure I can manage to do whatever night you want at Annie Guns. And you're going to have a wonderful dinner. And Tom Sainert, the owner, always brings a couple of bottles of really, really good wine out on him, as is the dinner. He's a very charitable guy. If you've been to Annie Guns, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't been, what a great opportunity for you to do something really good for St. Jude Children's Hospital and enjoy an evening with me and my wife. And it's not going to be one of these we only have an hour. We'll sit there for 2 or 3 hours if you want to. It'd be fun. But I need more than $3,500 because if I don't get it, Steve, the high bidder at $3,500, gets the dinner at Annie Gunn. So that's it. That's all the begging for now. I may do a little later. Right now my job is to talk to all of you who have maybe thought about the good feet option, but you've never been in there because it seems a little too good to be true that an insert or arch support, whatever you want to call it, put in your shoe, your own shoe, you don't have to buy new shoes, could put an end to that nagging, long-time pain you've been experiencing in your foot or feet or knees or back. Or hip, or headaches. And Good Feet has documented evidence and customer testimonials to prove that these inserts absolutely have helped thousands of people who had the problems I just mentioned. And changing the way you walk or stand, meaning you're not going to walk differently, go, hey, Bob, how come you're walking so funny? No, it'll change it so slightly it won't be noticeable, but you'll notice it. If it's the answer, if it's what you've been looking for, you'll notice it right there in the store. You'll get up and walk around and go, oh my goodness, I can feel the difference. That pressure is gone. Boom. That's what you wanted. If it doesn't happen, at least you gave it a shot. You may have something much more serious that may, whether you want it or not, you may have to have surgery or something. I'm not a doctor. But I do know this. A lot of people all over the country have found tremendous relief, in many cases, total and complete relief, with inserts from the Good Feet store. There are two in the St. Louis area. One is on Olive, just west of 270, catty cornered across from TGI Fridays. The other is in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or you can visit goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving after the storm. Here's Tim Weiland, Tim.
All right, Dan, we've got reports of wires down now on Ladue east of Lindbergh. I'm looking at Page near Ball that I think we have some signal problems there because westbound you're backed up approaching Lindbergh. Eastbound you're backed up almost to the a little bit west of Westport Plaza Drive. And then we also have westbound 40 drivers are slowing before you've got a crash near Prospect. It's on the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up to Lake St. Louis Boulevard. You got the traffic lights out or on red flash, Highway 94 at Prawley. And then eastbound 40, they cleared an accident just after Mason. They have stop-and-go traffic now from Clarkson up through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you. See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
You've heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care for years. You've heard me talk about how it's a family-run business, and you've heard me talk about how it's been handed down from generation to generation. If you're looking for a dentist, look no further than Bowen Dental Care. Now, though, I'm thrilled to announce that Bowen Dental Care is getting bigger. He's combining his office with Dr. Mark Gutman's office to make a bigger and better office. So, if you have insurance, or if you're looking for dental implants, or if you're looking for a family dentistry, now you can call Bowen Dental Care and you can work with Dr. Mark Gutman and or Dr. John Bowen. Bowen Dental Care is in Florissant and it's been around a long time. Dental implants, family dentistry, Invisalign, root canals, capping your teeth, whatever it may be, Bowen Dental Care. They now accept most insurance plans. So if you called before and they didn't cover you, now call again because they just might. 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
If your basement's always wet and damp, your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finish basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a variety of financing options to get you in a new or used vehicle to get your job done right. We have been in the same location for over 50 years. We must be doing something right.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Spring has sprung and it's time to spruce up your yard, your home, and your look. Head to Here Today, St. Louis' new Extreme Value Discount Store. And when we say extreme, we mean it. Here Today has incredible deals on everything from apparel and home decor to wine, beer, and groceries. Plus, tons of cool seasonal items. The selection is ever-changing. At Here Today, the deals are so amazing, they could be gone tomorrow. Locally owned with 6 area stores. More info at HereTodayStores.com.
Barramir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Barramir Glass and Door. Barramir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barramir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD. Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
All right, folks, listen very closely after I do one more bit of business, because we have a this is so rare. We have a, there's a name for it in the radio business, and it's a TRR. It's a triple reporter report. Three reporters called in with the same story. And Dan, you told me a tree fell in what, Sunset?
Yeah, in Dogtown.
Dogtown.
Yeah. Yeah, someone called and reported a tree.
A significant sized tree. And thank goodness three of our best were nearby and rushed to the scene and filed. Each of them filed a report. And we're going to get to that in a minute. First, I just want to acknowledge and hope that you will, too, the loyalty and the, my goodness, the 24-year stint that American Equity Mortgage has done with this show. 24 years plus. It's an advert. It's a radio station's dream. It's a person like me. It's a dream account. Somebody who stays with you and gives it time to for it to work, and it has worked. Because if it hadn't, they wouldn't be on the air. And it's worked because of you. Because you make a point when you contact American Equity or go there to tell them your AM and the PM, and they make note of all that stuff. They track what works, what doesn't work, and if they can't have any, if they don't have any evidence of something working, they pull the plug and they don't spend money there anymore. So thank you. Because of you and because of your telling them your AM and the PM, they're still with us. And I hope they're with us as long as we do this. American Equity Mortgage, as the name implies, is in the mortgage business. You need them when you buy a house and you can't pay cash for it, which is most people most of the time. You also need them when you have a home and you're a homeowner and you want to borrow money. It's usually in one of two categories: debt consolidation, which would be like paying off all your credit cards, which is a great idea, or a home equity loan. Kind of the same thing, except there's not a specific reason for the loan, and they don't really care. Something obviously has come up that you can't afford, and you need money, and you want to borrow smart money. You don't want to pay a high interest rate where you're going to be in debt forever and ever. That's where being a homeowner comes in as a great advantage, in having equity. They'll tell you how all this works. So they've done this for thousands of smart people who decided to take advantage of this advantage you have by being a homeowner. And I hope you know how to contact them. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. I want to commend three of our finest reporters. They happen to be brothers, the Carruthers brothers. They've been on the staff news team here for, what, 12, 15 years?
Yeah, at least.
When Colin came along and joined the news staff here, he came in and said, look, I don't know a whole lot about broadcasting, but I can't believe there are too many reporters better than the Carruthers brothers. That's what he said. He said it's great to have them as part of the support team. And the KTRS news team is comprised of like 60 people.
Oh, massive. Mm-hmm.
Producers, reporters, editing people. It's huge. And I bring you three reports. First, regarding the tree falling in Dogtown, we will hear from the first of the brothers who ever latched on to KTRS and first that we latched on to. Here now with his report on the fallen tree is David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody stand up under that thing.
Oh. David, you got that right.
Informative.
It is good. It's beyond good. Yeah. Somebody could have been killed standing up under there. And now his report, with his report, is Daryl Carruthers.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
Constant quarantine.
You know, one of the signs, what separates a good reporter from others is good reporters don't use unnecessary excess words.
Get right to the point.
They get the story done in as few words as possible.
Yeah.
Each of those reports, what, 5 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
But the third report of the fallen tree, the other brother, Danny Carruthers.
Wow, that's big, man. That's a major blow, man, for real.
Well, he saw, he was looking at the size of the trunk when he said, that's big, that's a major blow, and he's right. Again, concise,
yeah,
effective reporting.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Carruthers brothers. one of the best finds we ever made, other than Scott St. James, was coming across you guys. I say we take a couple of phone calls. 314, thank you, Dan. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, we have to do that now, because Jose informed us some carriers don't let you do the star KTRS, but from most cell phones, star KTRS. What the heck happened? The phone just went blank.
Yeah, I know.
Lit up,
he
and
was
then,
there, and then
it's like
a,
it's
gone.
Like a, this panel is like a power outage. Are you going to get that one?
No, that one's not. That is a guest line.
Okay. Let me give numbers again. The system has done this before. It'll light, go blank, reboot, and come back up. And if you don't want to call, that's fine, too. You're probably still trying to, depending on what part of the listening area you're in, work your way through the blinding sideways rain. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, star KTRS. All right, phones are back up, apparently. Here we go. We will start with Dan. Dan, how are you?
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. Great.
What can we do for you?
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, you know what? We've said before, we don't care if you call just because you've never called. But let's welcome Dan.
Yeah. Welcome, Dan.
Welcome, Dan.
Dan, how does it feel to be on? It feels great, doesn't it?
It's awesome. Also AM and PM.
Oh, of course you are. Hallelujah. Now, so that your friends can say, hey, man, I heard you on the radio. You want to give us your last name?
Sipes.
Dan Sipes. All right. Well, Dan, I appreciate the call. Even though you had nothing that you wanted from us, we don't care. We just
nothing at all. Just want to say hi. Enjoy the show. You guys do a great job and make my drive a lot better.
All right, Dan. Be careful, okay?
Thank you, sir. You guys have a great day.
We don't need to lose any listeners. And there's a listener who I'm sure is alive today because he utilized and took advantage of the warning system built into the AM signal. My goodness, it's Dan number two. It's a twin spin. Dan, how are you?
Great.
No, not you. The guy on the phone. Dan, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
Hey, AM and the PM, big way.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Hey, just wanted to call and let you know that I just got my teeth fixed by Dr. Watanabe at Bell.
New Bell, still a care patient. Good for you.
I financed my new truck at First Community.
Oh, wow. I love this guy.
And Matheny was just at my house fixing stuff.
Matheny. Wow. Triple crown. Hat trick.
Hat trick. I hope we see a hat trick tonight.
You know what? Yeah, a lot of people do. We really appreciate it. Thank you for the loyalty. And on behalf of Matheny and First Community and what was the other one?
Ballas.
Ballas. I'll thank you for all of them, too. Appreciate it.
And they all knew we were that I was there because of AM and the PM.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I can tell that just from the sound of your voice. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome, Frank. Take care, guys.
People in a good mood. It's
yeah.
The weather. This would be JR. JR, how are you?
How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, Frank, I got one little complaint.
All right. A lot of people do. Go ahead.
I've learned the first part of the song. Can we get a little further so I can learn the next part of it?
First part of what song?
Sunny Side of the Street?
No, the Delta Dawn.
Oh, Delta Dawn.
Third of June, yeah. Another thing. Now, hang on
that's
here.
Enough.
Hold on. He's a listener. He's a listener. Listeners come first. It's like the customer's always right.
Yeah.
Listeners are always right. You want to hear a little more of that song?
Yeah, I need to get the next part. You're killing me here. I can only sing that little verse, and it's driving me nuts.
All right, Peon's fighting me. He's visually giving me signals. He doesn't want to do this. But you know what? Who's more important here? What Peon wants or what you want? I say it's what you want.
I'm the customer.
All right. Well, JR, hang on here. We'll play just a little bit more. Not all of it, but turn it up, okay?
You got it.
All right. Thank you, JR. Peon wants to commit suicide.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I was out chopping cotton.
I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay.
Baling hay. It's just a great song. Hardworking family.
And at dinner time, we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door.
Y'all remember to wipe your feet. All right, that's enough. I don't want to make Peon explode. There you go, JR. A little more of it for you. This guy has the same name as our terrific veterinarian, Doug. Doug, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic. What's up?
Hey, I was the guy that called yesterday and we did the Carson bit. Did you see last night on Channel 9 they had about a 2 or 3 hour special on about Johnny Carson? It was kind of ironic, but, you know, he was quite a guy.
What was it? Was it like an infomercial selling those DVDs, or was it an actual documentary on him?
No, it was his entire life. It was from when he was just a kid doing magic in Nebraska till when he retired and then, you know, finally passed away. But it was...
I think I've seen it, and it was terrific. I have seen it.
Yeah, it's called Master Series or Masterpiece or something. I don't know what it was.
No,
but
it's great.
Yeah, and thanks for playing that yesterday. I was almost ran off the road. I had tears in my eyes. I was laughing so hard. That's a great piece.
I'm glad you reminded us of it because we haven't played it for probably 5 years. it's a classic. It's as classic to me as Who's On First with Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too. I have to admit that.
All right, Doug, be careful.
See ya.
Thank you. And the nasty stuff is really gone, right? I looked at the radar, and it's pretty much all east.
But it looks like we have another warning just coming across.
Well, I just looked over, and I saw Dan wasn't there, and I was about to say, hey, where's Dan?
I don't know where I am.
No, I know where you are. You're in the KTRS Weather Center.
I am?
It's located in the basement.
Yes, you are, Dan.
8,000 square feet of the latest technology in weather tracking and forecasting, mm-hmm. and in the middle of it all, and you can hear the hubbub and the activity, is Dan Strauss. Dan, what's going on?
Well, thanks, Frank. I came down to hand all this stuff off and get it and hand it to Peon so he could read.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let me go down there.
Okay.
Peon is getting in the tube.
He's heading down.
Oh, hey, Dan. Hi.
Man,
I'll take that from you.
Good. Okay, there you
now
go.
Now live from the Weather Center is Ian Geis. I call him Peon. Peon, what's going on?
Thank you very much, Frank. We have a flash flood warning that has just come across in effect until 7:52 this evening for Monroe County, St. Clair County in Illinois, and Jefferson County in Missouri. That is flash flood warning until 7:52 this evening.
I think the way a lot of people do it for just sensationalism, they go repeating.
Yes, repeating. Once again, that is a flash flood warning in effect until 7:52 this evening for St. Clair and Monroe Counties in Illinois.
Monroe
Counties and Jefferson County in Missouri. Once again, until 7:52 this evening.
All right, you guys come on back. How about that reporting for Peon and Dan?
Good job, Dan.
And you can see we have the weather map and everything up on 11.2.
Yeah, you could have seen that if you've been listening, but I've been watching.
Yeah.
How much time do we have? We have one more. We get Gary in here. Gary, how are you?
Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, I was at the trivia table last year.
Okay.
I was wondering how much you need me to donate to do Nookie Green today.
Yeah, hang on here. You just came up with a great idea. Somebody bids a certain amount of money to hear a certain joke.
That was me last year.
Is that what you bid on?
Nookie Green too.
And you're willing to pay money to hear the same joke again?
What'd you pay last year?
Yeah, what'd you pay last year?
I think it was $300.
Oh, you stole that joke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll tell it again. What's your bid?
$300.
Done.
Right on.
Now, listen, if you don't know where to send the check, it goes to Window World Cares. If you email me, I'll send you the address and you drop it in the mail, and I will tell the Nookie Green joke today. But I'm not going to tell you when. That way I'll keep you listening.
I always listen.
Okay, Gary. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, if I told 10 jokes today, $300 apiece, that's, hang on. $300 a piece.
Yeah.
10 jokes.
10 jokes at $300.
That'd be $450.
$450. Wow. Wow. Let me make a note here. $300. I'm keeping a little tally. $300 from a Gary. And I'll put out beside it here, Nookie Green. Okay. Fantastic. Hey, you know what? That's $300 more, which means we are at
$7,900.
Yeah. Now that is too close to
$8,000. Yeah.
Gary, how about $400? So we get an even $8,000. Call back and kick another.
Got to make a call.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was still there. Maybe
you're going to get the joke either way. You got it at $300. All right, we got to do some business. And then Dr. Doug's coming in. If you want to call off the while we're in a commercial break or something, and make a bid on either of these, sitting at the trivia table or dinner with me and my wife, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, star KTRS. Thank you so much, Gary. What a great... I did not remember that last year he paid $300 to hear the Nookie Green joke. So now I know I can't tell it every year till it's time to raise money, and I get $300 from Gary. Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S. It's in Chesterfield Valley. Copper Dome. The top is a... It looks like it could be an arena football stadium or something. It's got a copper dome. It's been there for several years. Yet there are still people, I'm sure, who've never been in there. People who travel 40, which I still call that part 64, but it's Interstate 64 or 40, and they look over and they see it, yet they've never been in. I don't think it's a lot of people, but it's enough that I need to find a way to get you in there, because once you go into Amini's, you're going to find stuff. You've never seen these things together before in one store. What other store have you ever been in where they had the finest patio furniture made in the world and shuffleboard tables or lighting, Jaffe lighting, beautiful lighting, and pinball machines? Nowhere. These aren't things you would find together in any other store. It's an unusual mix, but it's a fun, fun store. And I don't care. And neither does Mr. Amini. If you go in there and you don't buy anything the first time you walk in, fine. Knock yourself out. Walk around, take your kids, take your parents, your grandparents. Everybody will enjoy being there. And while you look at things you want to look at that the kids have no interest in, like furniture, they can play pinball or an arcade game. The store would be happy for them to do that. They've never minded. You go in some stores, you go, like they see your child on something, you go, you better get him away from there, the manager. They don't do that. Then I'm going to do that. So you know where it is. You know what they have. Now all you have to do is go there and look around. And you folks that are looking for that perfect thing to finish off your basement, because I think in this part of the country, the basement at some point becomes where everybody gathers. You used to call it Rathskeller, man cave, whatever it is. Finish it off with something really cool from Amini's. The website's as easy as the name. It's A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.